with a hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The Eagles rule.
Start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Fox confirms President Trump authorized, then called off, military strikes on Iran in response to Iran's military shooting down a U.S. Navy drone.
According to a senior administration official, planes were in the air and ships were in position, but no missiles had been fired when the word came to stand down.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, it's not clear why the strikes were called off. At a Navy SEAL's murder trial in San Diego, another SEAL testified that he blocked the breathing tube of an Iraqi prisoner and caused his death.
Special Operator First Class Corey Scott says he was the one who took the life of an ISIS prisoner, but he did it out of mercy after the prisoner was unexpectedly stabbed by the defendant, Special Ops Chief Edward Gallagher. Prosecutors say Scott is lying about his admission and changed his initial story.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Gallagher is also accused of shooting Iraqi civilians. This is Fox News.
Kids who text a lot or play games on their phones are developing horns on the back of their skulls.
Yay!
That's right. It's the all-new iHorn.
Yay!
The iHorn is so easy to grow. Just tilt your head down at least 14 hours a day, and you'll soon develop a massive bone at the base of your skull, just like a horn.
Yay!
Use it to hang your earbuds so you never lose them.
Yay!
I like it because it's a great place to hang my little unicorn's lunchbox.
Yay!
And if that bully is trying to steal your phone, defend yourself with your new iHorn.
Ah! Yay!
The iHorn.
Weekend is here.
Can I get an amen?
And the folks on the morning show have put in some long, hard hours. Greg Budell, how do you greet the weekend?
Hello, baby.
Jay Scott, if you go out to eat this weekend, what are you going to have?
I like them French fried potatoes.
Emily Hayes, when you get off work this afternoon and you're riding home, what song will you blast on the radio? Eagles, huh?
Just hush.
Bailey, the wonder dog. What do you need for the weekend?
Give me some chicken.
And Rich Thomas, I know you'll be busy with the weather this weekend. What do you say to people who come up and try to help you do the weather?
Why don't you mind your own business?
So have a great weekend and stand by for three men and a lady.
Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
Well, today we're kind of like 2.5 men and a lady we picked up at the end, because Jay is here, but he's not here. and he's not all there, from what I understand. So we're starting this hour out in a kind of an odd configuration. We're happy. It's Greg, Emily Hayes, and Jay Scott, and first, the big announcement.
Okay, so we're doubling up on the names, my friends.
What?
It's bonus names.
No!
In
really?
In our call-in for carrots contest.
Holy cow.
Yep, we're calling two names. And the two names for the 6 o'clock hour, Greg Boleyn and Sherry Henderson. Sherry Henderson and Greg Boleyn, if you hear this, call 396-5477. 396-5477, Greg Boleyn and Sherry Henderson. And you'll qualify to win a 1-carat forever Mark Diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, appraised at $10,000. And we're doing double names all throughout the weekend as well. It's madness here at Blue Water. Madness!
I say.
It's what a combination. We got madness and
unity
simultaneously. Boy, that sure is a beautiful looking sandwich you have downstairs.
Oh, yeah. It's so amazing good. How you it can see so down the stairs to the left and then to the immediate right of what's happening in the kitchen.
I know. I'm sort of like the Nostradamus of them. Well, Roz is actually Nostradamus.
We'll just say you're the Miss Cleo of the morning show.
Jay joked as he went by my studio with the sandwich on the plate, said, I came back for this. Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm leaving.
Well, I'm very flattered. I got to tell you, it's a frickin' steam bath outside.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
The current conditions, I was just texting our buddy Ryan Stinnett. The current conditions at 6 a.m. in Montgomery Airport would almost be funny if it wasn't so sad. 78 degrees with a dew point of 76. Oh, my God. That is just oppressive. Does that make you want to jump out of bed this morning? Welcome to summer, everybody. First day of summer. Our forecast for today, hot and humid with a steamy high in the mid-90s, heat index 102 to 104. 9 counties in South Alabama now under a heat advisory. Spotty afternoon storms possible. Tonight, there could actually be some storms in the wee hours of the morning as a complex of storms currently in Nebraska slides down towards Alabama. Tonight's low 75.
When would those be
in the wee hour of the morning. If you took it literally, you know, like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, maybe
wow.
Something like that.
Well, they may like Nebraska and stay there longer.
Tomorrow on Sunday, mid-90s again, triple-digit heat indices near the danger range. Oh, boy. Only isolated storms around. Not much change Monday. We'll have the beach forecast as the morning rolls on. Right now, this morning, again, I say, temperature 78, but that's not the bad number. The dew point, for heaven's sakes, is 76 right now at 613.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Okay.
Now I'm still catching up to a couple of It's my last day here for a while. You guys won't see me until next month.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Several days. Let's see. So, you add two. That's seven. That's 9 days. We won't see you for 9 days.
It'll go by quickly, I'm sure.
You know what we really need to do? That is a priority, even above show prep.
Get together more often outside the station.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay. But we need to divvy up breakfast responsibilities for the week that he's gone.
I don't like responsibility, though.
I will make sausage balls one day. But then we'll just have to see.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave my peanut butter and jelly jars. They're in the cabinet downstairs, the far left cabinet.
Yeah, we'll get Bailey on that.
And there's some bread in there. It may be a week old, but it should still last. So you have that option.
I think we can take care of each other's breakfast needs. We're adults. Have we been a little spoilt? Yes.
Spurt. Coming up, our most electrifying story of the morning. First, your local news at 6:14.
We'll be
Entertainment News Network. I'm Andrew James. Judge Roy Moore will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore made the announcement Thursday, saying Russian-like tactics by Democrats were to blame for his loss in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. A Greenville police officer has left intensive care after being bitten by a rattlesnake while on duty. The snake bit Officer Marissa Morrison when she stepped out of her patrol car to stretch her legs and take a picture of the sunrise. She says she's eager to get back to work, but was told it could take a month to heal. And after 20 years in Montgomery, Holy Cross Episcopal School is closing its doors. School leaders say declining enrollment and other school options led to the closure. Going into this year, enrollment dropped to 41 students. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is Friday.
Friday.
What time?
Morning.
A great way to end your week.
Well, the best way to start.
This weekend?
Start this weekend.
Bam! Coffee!
Coffee wakes you up in the morning.
I think you've had enough coffee.
A cup of coffee gets the world off to work in the morning.
Let's get through today.
And then we can start the party.
The weekend starts here.
It's showtime.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sort of reflexively dancing.
I noticed you were moving. You were gyrating.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
At 6:17, we're going to talk scientific breakthrough here, but we're going to begin with an Elton John song from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road that I think could have been a hit had it been released as a single.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Racy. And I'll explain why. We're going to play a little of this in just a moment. Come on, Bailey, stay along.
One, two, three, four.
Why is it never light on my lawn? Why did it rain and never say goodbye to the newborn? On the big screen that showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real one. It's never quite the same as the real one.
That should
one.
Be one of your show starters. What is the reason why we did gray seals?
Because scientists have taught gray seals to sing the Star Wars theme.
Oh, man. When they can do Who Let the Dogs Out...
Nothing will stop them. World domination.
When they can do Gray Seal.
Gray Seal, that's great.
So that major sign. Now, I had other choices. There's been a lot of Bubba Meising about a certain politician announcing his God, Canada's
don't make my headache worse than it is right now.
It's a great week for Alabama.
New from Republican Records. It's a great new collection from Alabama's twice ousted Supreme Court Judge, Roy Moore. You'll get great songs like this. And this.
Young girl, get out of my heart.
You'll hear the Roy Moore collection in its entirety this afternoon.
Oh, I can't wait
we
for that.
We started the week with the meth squirrel.
And we ended
and
it
we end the week with the, Roy Moore.
No, with Singing Gray Seals.
With the meth candidate.
I just happened to play that. I got another thing here about our country getting older. The average American is now 38. That's an all-time high.
Yeah.
I think, Rich, you would agree with me that it's incumbent upon some of our younger members of the audience to get with the reproduction thing and get going on making the babies. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I got you. Well, they're working on it.
Even twice a day.
Even across the river here, on the other side of the Alabama River.
We got a great new version of the Lean Greenwood classic to celebrate our aging country. So don't feel bad if you wake up and you feel like you're 100. Trust me, by the time the 9 o'clock hour rolls around, you'll feel like a million.
Oh, boy.
Hey, one of the ways to recapture your youth is to go out and have some just flat-out fun. And the guy that can make that happen for you is the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams. Now, I've done the research. I've owned a boat. I've had a jet ski. And I'll take jet ski over the boat anytime because it's such an individual, freeing experience. And a jet ski can safely go into areas that a boat can't.
Well, sure.
That's not to put down the boat. I just happen to prefer the other. And this is the time of the year where Adams Motorsports has them. They get an allotment every year. It increases every year because they sell out every year. And this year's going to be no exception. In fact, they'll probably sell sooner than later. You get a taste of this weather this morning. You want to be on the lake enjoying the spray of the water in your face and the speed and the turns that you can do. And it's also an experience that can be shared. And for parents, it's safe for the kids because you can control the speed on the jet ski. And it's made by the inventor of it, Kawasaki. Now, they've got everything for outdoor fun, off-road with Polaris, bikes by Kawasaki, Suzuki, the Kenco scooter, and so much more. And at Adams Motorsports, every single one of those product lines supports their product by financing at very friendly interest rates that can be easily qualified for. So all you need to do is get there. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. Get your credit app started now and make a commitment to have a really fun, refreshing summer. At 622, we're going to get our first look at the roads with Mr. Malachi, and then the timeline for the 21st day of June with Rich.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into your Friday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways this morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. The interstates look good. We don't have any issues on the 31s, and the traffic on the boulevard is building up, but it's moving along with only delays at the traffic lights. We still see the police working an accident in the Prattville area. It's up at Highway 31 near the Pine Level exit. It's actually on Highway 31 on the shoulder, so be careful if you have to pass through that area. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
May I help? help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is the official first day of summer.
Today is officially the first day of summer. We began summer officially.
Only thing I hate about the summer, people walking around with tans.
Get a nice tan.
Get a little tan.
At the beach with the oil on.
Top priority of the summer.
The summer solstice, when the Earth's axis has the northern hemisphere tilted the most towards the sun.
You need sunblock down here.
I recommend a sunscreen with an SPF of between 15 and 30.
I could say at one point I was tanorexic.
You can read more about the dangers of tanorexia in Cosmo.
It all comes down to personal responsibility.
And it really does come down to personal responsibility.
On the official start of summer, experts stress that an ounce of caution may be the best protection for a healthy beach season.
It was on the first day of summer.
At 6:28 on the summer's listening to WLS. With the timeline for the 21st of June, here's Rich Thomas.
Getting it set for Chicago, WLS. 172 days into the year, 193 days remain on the first day of summer. This is Global Orgasm Day. In Millbrook, this day is called Friday.
Yeah.
It's National Seashell Day, where she sells. She sells by the shore.
Very good attempt.
It's National Selfie Day. And today is World Music Day. I've got a scratchy throat, so I may cough a little bit here. 1788, U.S. Constitution ratified on this date. New Hampshire becomes the ninth and last
Beveridge
state.
Beveridge Farm remembers.
Thank you. To ratify the Constitution.
By the way, your sandwiches were made on Beveridge Farm bread.
I remember. 140 years ago in 1879, Frank Woolworth opened the first five and dime store called Costco. No, it's called Woolworth in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He sold items for no more than 10 cents, and he went broke. He then opened another store in a better location, and we became one of the America's richest men. On this date in 1939, Lou Gehrig quits baseball due to his illness that now bears his name. 1940, this is the day that Richard Nixon marries Thelma Catherine Pat Ryan. On this date in 64, the KKK kills three civil rights leaders in Mississippi. Young civil rights leaders, they were trying to register black voters in that state. On this date in 1965, 54 years ago, the Byrds released their debut album, Mr. Tambourine Man, the hit track, which was a cover of a Bob Dylan song.
Ooh.
And now, our song of the day, first day of summer, officially beginning at 10:54 a.m. So I knew I had to pick something special. And as I looked over the long list of all the songs of summer we've ever done, I made a selection. This song came out in June of that iconic summer of 1969. Summer of the moon landing, summer of Woodstock, and so much more. This song I played all summer long. Peaked at number two in August, and it meant a lot to a little 13-year-old boy in Cleveland, Ohio. Tommy James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue, Persuasion.
Look over yonder, what do you see?
Stereo issues.
The sun is rising.
That's okay.
Most definitely. A new day's coming.
Sort of here.
People are changing.
Dun, dun. Welcome to summer, everybody. On the date in 75, Captain and Tennille started a four-week run at number one with Love Will Keep Us Together, a Neil Sedaka song. The duo, the husband and wife, Captain Daryl Dragon and Catherine Antoinette Tony Tennille, had worked as a backup musician for Elton John and Neil Sedaka. Of course, Tony's from Montgomery here. He also did some work with the Beach Boys. The song was a breakout hit here in Montgomery at WHHY, and that propelled it to be a national hit. 37 years ago in 82, a jury in Washington, D.C. found John Hinckley innocent for reasons of insanity in the shooting death of, not shooting death, but the shootings of President Ronald Reagan and three others. 34 years ago in 85, Ron Howard's Cocoon was released. That was a pretty good movie. I don't know if you...
I saw that at the theater, yeah. It wasn't bad.
I love it. It was interesting. And then what a cast, huh? Even Don Ameche was...
God, yeah, I know. Some of those guys passed away shortly not long after the movie came out.
Yeah, exactly. 31 years ago in 88, Who Framed Roger Rabbit premiered in New York.
Never saw it. Everybody talked about it, never saw it.
Interesting, where live-action people, real people, are interacting with...
That was the movie my brother and sister went to see, and my dad and I went to the re-release of Bambi. And I got upset in Bambi and had to be escorted out. And we joined Brian and Elizabeth for the rest of...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
This is the day 25 years ago in 94 when George Michael lost his lawsuit against Sony Records. He had claimed for 15 years his contract was professional slavery. See, Sony could refuse to release his albums if they weren't commercial enough. Birthdays today. Oh, did you get a card for Jussie Smollett? He's 37 today.
Douchebag.
Will he ever play on Empire again? Probably not. Prince William is also 37. He will not be on Empire this season. Brandon Flowers is 38. He's that guy from The Killers.
Lead singer of The Killers, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty popular, Mr. Brightside. Chris Pratt is 40. Jurassic World, Guardians of the Galaxy, and some of many other movies. Niels Lofgren is 68. He is a guitarist for the Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Meredith Baxter is 72 from Family Ties, and ironically, so is Michael Gross, 72 from Family Ties. Elise and Stephen Keaton are the same age from the same show. How about that? Ray Davies was never on that show. He's leader of the Kinks. You really got me, Ray. Today is National Selfie Day. We mentioned that. 13 days we are till the 4th of July weekend. 70 days until SEC football. And the rest of them I forgot to fill in. So now you're up to date on the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Hey, if you're just peeking out from under your covers and you're a little skeptical about getting up this morning, what if I told you that a nice cool front came through overnight and there's a great breeze outside and a beautiful blue sky?
What a bunch of crap!
I'd be lying. Hot and steamy today on the first day of summer, high in the middle 90s, heat index 102 to 104, spotty afternoon storms possible. Tonight, there could be some storms in the wee hours of the morning as a complex of storms enters the state. It's kind of, if you're into weather, watch my morning video this morning and watch where that cluster of storms is coming from. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, mid-90s. Triple-digit heat indices again near the danger level. Only isolated storms. Welcome to summer. Not much change Monday. Beach forecast for the beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City. Highs in the upper 80s. Triple-digit heat indices down on the beach. So when you step on that white sand, ouch, 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 it's hot. Gulf water temperature 86. High rip current risk today. Moderate rip current risk tomorrow. Right now, 78 degrees, 89% humidity, and cloudy skies, 635.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Watch out for that hot sand, Daffy. That's the one I wanted. All right, quick trip to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch, ready to help you get a weekend started, and our traffic this morning looks pretty good. We don't have any big delays for you. If you're on the interstates, they look great this morning. Everybody is rolling along at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the 31s is slowly building up, but you're safe headed into town at this hour, and we don't see any problems for you on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. Let's be careful and get our weekend started safely. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company Development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, let's talk about, seriously, some ways you can combat the fatigue that comes with summer heat and humidity. And I'm talking infusion.
You're talking my language right there.
Yeah. Not only can you do IV vitamin therapy to help boost your energy, but if you're hoping to lose weight, try the IV that's built with amino acids that help boost your metabolism. That doesn't mean you can just go crazy and eat whatever you want and you're going to lose weight. But if you're really trying, it's the best thing you can do to help yourself along. We're doing that. Mrs. Bitterbottle has researched and started doing the keto, and we've been, it's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. And I've been a good boy. I've lost 3 pounds.
Good.
I mean, that's a start.
I lost a little ground last week in San Diego and some lunches this week, but I'm going back the other way.
But you've shown me that you can, when you make up your mind you want to lose the weight, you've been able to do that. But infusion has other ways that can help you too, and that is like cryotherapy, for example. When you're slugging your way through a long, hot, humid day, step into that chamber for 3 minutes and just let your body react to the cold. It's great. And what it does is, your body does not know that it's in a chamber that's deliberately set to a very cold temperature. It just does what it would do under any circumstances where it's that cold and react to protect you. So it sends a rush of circulation to keep your core warm. And in doing that, it distributes your blood at a level that, it just accelerates a lot of processes. If you got aches and pains, it'll heal those right up. It'll boost your energy. It goes to the brain. When you walk out, I remember Rick did it, and he said, it's like taking an amazing drug. You walk out 3 minutes later feeling reinvigorated.
It's a rush.
Yes. And it can become habit forming, which is great because they've got packages you can buy at Infusion. And look, I mean, you can stop somewhere and in less than 10 minutes recharge yourself from head to toe. You got to give that some thought. So if you haven't looked into cryotherapy yet, please do at Infusion.
At the new location is really nice.
Yes, easy to find. By the way, CryoSkin 3.0, another way to trim the fat, so to speak, as it breaks down and bursts fat cells under your skin. You don't even feel it. You just sit there and let it do its magic. All science.
It's a little wand that goes over you.
Yeah, and it does its thing. You can lose an inch in one session. It can also target cellulite, upper arm fat, and other areas. So call them at 296-1662. They'll be open a little bit later this morning. All day long, and open on Saturday morning. I may see you there tomorrow. So if you can't get there Monday through Friday, Saturday is always an option for you.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
How old were you when you made your first friend, got your first kiss, or went to your first concert?
A new survey looked at big milestones we hit by age 30 and when we hit them. The average person learned to ride a bike at age 7, had their first kiss at age 15, had their heart broken for the first time at 18, got fired for the first time at 24, got married at 26, and had their first child at 28.
Okay, yeah, a lot to talk about. I want to hear from Freeman and the lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just had a bad memory. I just thought about the one and only time that I was 14 and I was working at a plumber's place. What's the store?
Hardware store.
And I got that. I was let go.
You were let go?
At age 14.
Somebody let you go? I can't believe that. Who let you go?
I just wasn't picking it up fast enough. Yeah.
I never worked for a hardware store because they said I had a screw loose. So
that's our show today.
Bye. That's it. That's all we got.
That was a good one.
I'll be back next month.
You guys planned that, didn't you?
No, I had no idea.
I have never heard the hardware story before.
It just hit me.
This poor man, for all these years, has been riddled with shame over this hardware store incident. I didn't know about it until just now. Do you feel better?
Well, I mean, Bernie pulled me into the office and said it's just not working out.
Bernie's a jerk.
Bless
it's just not working out.
Still waiting for that first kiss, though.
You let me know where he is, I'll hammer that guy for you. So anyway, I'm ahead of the curve on some of these and behind the curve on others. First kiss, 14.
Okay.
Joyce Somerville, yeah. Not Joyce. Joyce Somerville. And it counts as the first one because it was the first one where you get that magical reaction. You know, it's like, it's not like when your aunt came and gave you a side swipe on the cheek. It was a... anybody, I got to ask the three Utes this.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Spin the Bottle?
Oh, no.
I know their parents are watching. So,
so absolutely not.
Yeah. Once or twice. Or three times.
Well, no. Let's pretend this is a bottle.
Oh, no.
And you'd have a bunch of kids together and you'd spin it.
Is it warm in here?
Right off the table.
Spin it, and then whoever it aimed at.
Right. We know
that was the person aimed at.
We know how the game works.
No, I've never played that game.
Well, it's time you started.
You're No. I think I missed that milestone, and that's why I don't need to go back and try to hit.
How about you, Emily?
How about me, what?
Did you ever play Spin the Bottle?
Yeah, no.
How about Post Office?
Post Office?
Oh.
What happens in the Midwest?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm glad I'm out of
there. There's a lot of cold nights up there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, were you remember being let down for the first time?
Being let down?
Somebody, not where somebody just says it's over.
Anna Marie Benigno.
Oh, yeah, Anna Marie.
I've initiated all breakups.
Oh, you initiated the breakups?
There you go.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few guys walking around Alabama with a shoe print in their keister from Emily Hayes.
I remember when I thought that I was in love with the girl who I was asking out in seventh grade. And she told me that she wanted to think about it for a little bit. She didn't talk to me for a week.
Wow.
And then after the week was up, she said yes.
I told my prom mate the same thing. Yeah. Asked if I would go to prom with him, and I said, let me get back to you on that.
I thought that I was the only person who someone had said, let me think about it to a prom question.
I was waiting for someone else to ask, and then they didn't ask, so I was like, fine, we can go.
Did
he ask you on a calculator in math class?
No, not a calculator. No, I may have texted me.
Any kids trying this or thinking about asking someone to prom, don't do it on a calculator in math class with all of your friends watching.
There's not even enough. Oh, you didn't with everyone.
Did you do this?
Yeah, everyone told me she was going to say yes.
Oh, no.
Everybody lied to you.
I said, hey, can you help me with this math problem? And I put my graphing calculator on her desk behind me.
Right.
And about 5 minutes went by, and she hadn't responded.
She deleted it.
Aww.
Just going to pretend, wow.
And she just emailed him this week.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you on Monday. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
All right, see you later.
Alrighty then. I don't think we can top that one. If you want to hear more from Three Men and a Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Oh, that Andrew.
Bless his heart.
You know, it's interesting because in school, when you like somebody and you wanted to communicate with them, you had to know exactly where they were going to be in between classes so you could pass them a note.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or which one was their locker? And you slide it through the slot in their locker. But some schools had shared lockers, right. So you had to be really careful.
And I'm thinking if you make a mistake.
You know, it's so funny you mention that, because my locker partner in high school, I remember his name to this day, because he was my locker partner for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We never once did anything social together. I've never seen him at any reunions, but Salvatore Sula.
Somebody named Daryl in my world. I can't even remember his last name.
Hey, we went to the TV shot just before I wrapped up Infusion.
Oh.
I wanted to remind you that you should take a look at this. Now, if you're up, go online to infusioncryolaser.com and take a look, because they keep adding new services as well, some of which you're going to introduce on the show here in July. Or make a call a little bit later, like I said, to 296-1662. Talk to the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori or Ryan Turner about which of their many services might be the best one for you.
You know, when I came in, went in there the other day, Lori was getting an infusion. So they also participate in these great things. She said she had been to a concert and she wanted a little lift, and so there was Lori getting an infusion.
Yeah,
and IV.
Same thing if you've had a long, you know, run at work, or you've been keeping a very busy social schedule and you feel depleted, it'll fix you right up. IV Vitamin Therapy and Infusion, 646. Coming up, Lee Greenwood will introduce the Cheap and Trashy today with a song dedicated to our aging country. The average age of Americans is now 38 as it continues to get higher. That's next, along with the rest of the crap from Hollywood.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
He's a Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The Dirty Lowdown. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
America's getting older. At 6:50, just ahead of the Jeep and Trash. Goodbye, every morning.
The United States is getting old. We eat dinner at 5. 8 o'clock, we go to bed. And on the roads, we slowly drive. Spending retirement at the casino buffet. We're a bunch of aging seniors, and we're wrinkly and gray. And we're all elderly Americans, moving at a slower speed. And the menu in the restaurant is way too small to read. And it's hard to stand up, 'cause my knee has already been replaced. And we're wearing absorbent underpants. Everybody's old and gray.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 9 minutes before the top of the hour, here is the Cheap and Trashy. Here are the Cheap and Trashy stories.
Here it be.
This, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Mr. Thomas and I were.
Oh.
Mr. Thomas to me.
Oh, y'all were hanging out again.
Well, the Today Show is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Even though technically it goes all the way back to 1952. Who was that guy that was the first?
Dave Garraway?
Yeah, Dave Garraway.
Did they have the chimp?
They did have for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wouldn't be so long.
And they had that the glass windows, doors where you could look outside and people could look in.
It was the 25th anniversary, technically, of the studio they're currently using at the show.
Okay.
They managed to summarize and put together highlights of 25 years, completely leaving Matt Lauer out of the entire package.
Wow.
Of course, they don't want to remind everybody that they not only kept but enabled one of television's bigger sexual predators for many, many years. A guy who actually could lock a woman in his office with a buzzer by his desk. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's...
You know, and I don't think they paid him. I think they fired his butt and that was that.
Can you believe you've not heard one little thing about... What's he doing, or is he surfaced? Or?
I think that's for the best. I think he's actually done that part right. Yeah. Nobody,
Was that David Lee Roth? I ain't got nobody.
Well, he's certainly in a period of career penance. And it's these days, I don't know, they're so nervous about dealing with anybody with any kind of a history. I mean, in his case, we're not talking about somebody who spanked somebody's butt at the copy machine.
Yeah.
Talking about a guy who imprisoned women in his office.
I think his career is finished.
Ann Curry was also not in the tribute.
But why?
She was on the show for 15 years, but only a co-host for one. She was demoted in 2012. It's not clear what went down. I'm going to tell you that in her case, they constantly do focus groups with these shows to see what's trending, what feedback they get from viewers. Chances are she just didn't do too
good. I always liked her. And then I remember looking up, I wondered how old she was once, because I was like, I've watched her for many, many years, and she doesn't seem to age. She was like 50-something.
The latest word on the Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise fight,
yeah.
There's still a chance this could happen, and I really don't want it to, because I don't want to hear about it for every frickin' minute, for every frickin' day, for whatever amount of time it takes.
Freaking right.
God, just enough already. And everybody's going to... And then you're going to have other celebrities calling, and they're going to... The celebrities are always lecturing us about what's right and wrong, are going to be beating the crap out of each other. In some cases, I won't mind, but so what? Lindsay Lohan got another recording contract.
This could be interesting.
This is not exactly Decca passing on the Beatles, is it? I did not know this could happen in a golf tournament. It almost happened to Tiger Woods in 2000. You can be disqualified if you run out of balls during your match.
So you got to have the balls to get through the whole match.
Yeah. If you don't, you stop and they send you back to square one.
Y'all pleased?
Yeah. Actually, I'm kind of looking at me.
You're both just giggling like fourth graders in class.
I believe the statement.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I always want to have that, be in touch with that part of me. Stoic Tory 4 is opening today.
Hallelujah.
I have a parody spot of adult Toy Story that's kind of...
Forget Toy Story 1, 2, 3, or 4. Now there's Adult Toy Story.
That's all I can approve up till this point. Sometimes I just to let you know, I'm not making this stuff up, okay? All right. Justin Thorax, you would never know him at all if he hadn't dated Jennifer Aniston, is at war with a neighbor. I hope it doesn't end up like Rand Paul's situation.
Really?
He got his hair messed up.
Bless him.
Yes, bless him. He's a good man. The Tampa Bay Rays, the parent team to our Biscuits, attendance is so poor at their park.
I heard this. They're thinking about Montreal sharing half the home.
Becoming a two-city team.
Now, let's see. Are we in Montreal? How do I dress today? Are we in Montreal or are we in Tampa?
Nobody would want to play for that team because half of their home games would be in different cities.
Right.
And I don't think it'll happen. I do think, though, that Tampa will probably end up moving to Montreal as soon as they can get out of their lease in St. Petersburg. Baseball just ain't cutting it in Tampa. And the only time it ever did, what was that?
That was Mr. YouTube Man calling us back.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. It's good to hear your voice.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Who's Mr. YouTube Man?
You don't remember Mr. YouTube Man calling about and saying, hey, you know, if you take this word and you tag it onto this YouTube and then you'll do it. And he talked to us forever about this.
Talking about how...
I try to forget traumatic things.
And I told him, I was like, I got other calls coming in. I got to go. Well, I'm telling you about the government. And I was like, but we're not talking about... Yes, everything you do is about the government.
Here's a suggestion.
That's the 3 o'clock show.
I said, we're talking about the Tampa Bay Rays.
Here's a suggestion. Turn the radio station on and listen to what we're talking about before you try to... divert the theme.
The Rays.
Everyone.
We're talking about the Rays wanting to play like most of their games over in Florida and then Montreal.
Half and half.
Yeah.
And people came up with some great names for the two city team.
What?
X-Rays. Because Montreal used to have the Expos, which was a dopey name for a team.
X-rays. That's really clever. That's my favorite.
That was my favorite, too.
I slept through a lot of baseball yesterday.
How about those Yankees pounding the crap out of Houston? Go team. They have got Mike Stanton's back. Judge is coming back this weekend. They picked up Edward Encarnacion.
Here we go.
Come on, let's start pounding the ball there.
And then, you know, that's all Tampa Bay needs is something that make them lose and hurt their attendance.
Tampa Bay just lost their fourth game in a row yesterday, so, no, things are not looking real rosy there. At 6:59, coming up next hour, Jay is going to do random facts. That'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz, and we'll run down the food outlet specials coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price.